Hello, and welcome back to Pharmapodia, a place where you can listen to what's happening in the pharma industry. As usual, we're going to start with drugs on the move. Diabetes medications are dominating the news today. Let's start with Zafgen. Zafgen presented the preclinical data of its investigational product, ZGN-201, as the treatment of obesity at the American Diabetes Association. ZGN-201, a prototype of methionine aminopeptidase 2 inhibitor, or femalgilin, demonstrated efficacy in the animal model. Effects have been seen as weight reduction through regulation of fat metabolism and food intake, as well as normalization of glucose tolerance. We previously reported the result of a clinical trial using AstraZeneca dapagliflozin as the treatment of type 2 diabetes. Today, Johnson & Johnson announced the result of canagliflozin's phase 2b clinical trial in patients with type 2 diabetes. The combination of canagliflozin and metformin demonstrated an improved glycemic control and weight loss in patients with type 2 diabetes. Canagliflozin is a selective sodium glucose transporter 2 inhibitor, a new class of anti-hypoglycemic therapy. A global phase 3 clinical trial has been initiated. The program will also include an assessment of safety and glycemic efficacy of canagliflozin in type 2 diabetes patients who have either a history or high risk of cardiovascular disease. Johnson & Johnson Pharmaceutical Research and Development and its affiliates have rights to canagliflozin through a license agreement with Mitsubishi Tanabe Pharma Corporation. Ortho McNeil Janssen's Pharmaceuticals has marketing rights in North America, South America, Europe, Middle East, Africa, Australia, New Zealand, and parts of Asia. Another diabetes drug is making the news. The newly approved drug, Victorza, or liraglutide, demonstrated superior and sustained blood sugar control as well as weight reduction when it was compared to Januvia in the clinical trial when Victorza or Januvia was given in combination with metformin. A significantly higher number of patients in the Victorza group achieved the recommended A1C level than the Januvia group. Victorza is a product of Novo Nordisk. Another big player in the diabetes drug market is Roche. Roche reported that tirzepatide performed better than Lantus, Januvia, and Byetta in lowering blood sugar and promoting weight loss in diabetes patients. However, the major side effect keeps it from being filed with the FDA. The common side effect is nausea. Tirzepatide is the GLP-1 analog. Moving to one of the common causes of death in the U.S. stroke, the phase 2 pivotal clinical trial using vorasidenib as the treatment of acute coronary syndrome has enrolled its first patient. The trial is called VISTA-16, Vascular Inflammation Suppression to Treat Acute Coronary Syndrome for 16 weeks. VISTA-16 is a multinational, randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled phase 3 study involving up to 500 centers in 15 countries. Vorasidenib is a potent and highly selective inhibitor of the pro-inflammatory enzyme secretory phospholipase A2. Vorasidenib is being developed by Anthera. The FDA announced that it has reset the decision date for the review of mutavizumab. The date will now be on August 27, 2010. Mutavizumab is a monoclonal antibody that is intended to prevent serious respiratory syncytial virus in pediatric patients at high risk of RSV disease. It's being developed by MedImmune, which is a company that is owned by AstraZeneca. Moving on to drug approval, Tyvyt has received European approval for extended indication as the first-line breast cancer treatment in combination with aromatase inhibitor for metastatic breast cancer patients who are hormone receptor positive as well as HER2 or ERB2 positive. Tyvyt or lapatinib acts to inhibit the tyrosine kinase receptors, epidermal growth factor receptor, and human epidermal growth factor 2 receptor. It has been approved as the treatment of breast cancer in combination with capecitabine in advanced stage or metastatic breast cancer patients in the EU since 2008. It's being marketed by GSK. It has been known that hepatitis is a silent killer due to its being asymptomatic and underdiagnosed. The FDA approved a new hepatitis C test. OraSure Technologies reported that the FDA has approved the rapid hepatitis C test, OraQuick, being developed by the company. OraQuick HCV is the only rapid point-of-care test that detects antibodies to the hepatitis C virus in the venous whole blood specimens. The patient will be able to get the result within 20 minutes. In December of 2009, the European Agency has given OraSure the CE for its OraQuick HCV rapid antibody test for use with oral fluid, whole blood, serum, and plasma specimens. OraSure and Merck have a development and promoting agreement. Now let's move on to deal in the making. The Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency selected Medicargo's proposal to provide scalable manufacturing of plant-expressed virus-like particles vaccines in the U.S. Medicargo USA Inc., a subsidiary of Medicargo Inc., is a clinical-stage biotechnology company that develops highly effective and affordable vaccines using proprietary manufacturing technologies and virus-like particles. Negotiations of the final terms and conditions have been commenced. Moving to the last bit of the podcast for today, international news. Johnson's Holdings Company Limited, an orthopedic product company, will go IPO on Hong Kong Exchange. The company hopes to raise $96 million in the initial offering. And that's it for the podcast for today. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye.